Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. The Japanese media taking a look at the U.S. cattle industry. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Earlier this month, a group of Japanese magazine editors were in the United States looking at the U.S. cattle industry. One of their tour stops was the Y6 Ranch in Wyoming. It's owned by Cattlemen Beef Board member Irv Petz. This rancher says it's important for us to understand the importance of the international marketplace for beef, especially when it comes to the Japanese market. So very important, and that a key component of continuing to build trust within that marketplace.
Basically, you know, what we have tried to show them is how we produce cattle and how we produce a quality meat product. You know, the care that we take and how we do our production methods and how we take care of our cattle.
Petz said the goal was to show these magazine writers, these bloggers, what happens on a typical American ranch on a daily basis.
I don't think they realize that, you know, you feed different cattle in different ways. And that was kind of an aha moment. They were very excited about seeing the American cowboy and the horses. And the one thing that we really wanted to impress upon them, or that we wanted to show them, we didn't do anything different than we normally do, but we wanted to exemplify that it was a family operation.
We had a great 2016 as far as beef exports were concerned. 2017 is shaping up as a great year as well, and the Japanese market is right there at the top.
Well, I think the export market is one of the things that stabilizes our market to a certain degree. You know, 12 to 15% of our production is being exported. It is a lot of the cuts that are underutilized here in the United States. We don't get much value for here in the United States, but if we are able to export into countries that really enjoy those cuts, it just adds to our bottom line. So it is an extremely important aspect of our marketing to make sure that we do as well as we can in the export market. And by doing these tours and doing everything we can to make the Japanese people more comfortable with our product, it just adds to the production side of our economy.
And this Wyoming rancher says that he believes that we are successful in selling beef into the Japanese marketplace because of the marketing efforts that are paid for largely by the dollar a head beef checkoff.
You know, the scientific studies that are done through the checkoff and the, you know, different things that the checkoff does to increase the opportunity to market beef is just unbelievable. I don't know where we would be without our checkoff, but I hate to think about that.
Wyoming rancher Irv Petz. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.